Good morning, it's Friday, June 10th. Here's your local news from the News Tribune. You can get all the news that didn't make today's paper in our new e-edition product. Tacoma Now offers the latest stories with the familiar look of the News Tribune but without the deadlines. Check it out at liveedition.thenewstribune.com. Now on with today's top stories. Expect rain with some daytime wind. Temperatures are a high of 67 degrees and a low of 55 degrees. Saturday looks mostly dry, while Sunday has intermittent rain. Temperatures range from a high of 69 to a low of 49. A Tacoma City Council member is resigning. Connor McCarthy, an at-large member, will serve until June 22, when leaves for a job as Director of Government and Regulatory Affairs at Comcast. His term was set to expire at the end of 2023. McCarthy has served as a City Council member since 2015. He previously worked as a real estate manager for the City of Tacoma and Tacoma Public Utilities. Comcast said in a statement that McCarthy will develop and implement the strategy for government affairs and public policy issues, and foster relationships on behalf of the company with elected officials, business leaders and community influencers. A Pierce County Sheriff's deputy charged with a felony for trashing his family home is in custody. Officers arrested 49-year-old Michael Phipps in California this week on suspicion of causing at least $50,000 in damage to his and his wife's Edenville home in May. A judge issued a bench warrant for his arrest last month. Pierce County Sheriff's Department spokesperson Sergeant Darren Moss said the agency fired Phipps on Wednesday for violating department policy on breaking the law. He had been a deputy since November 2000. Pierce County Superior Court issued Phipps' wife a one-year protection order against the former deputy late last month. He was required to surrender any weapons as a part of that order. His wife alleged he shot a gun into the floor and grabbed her neck in an October 2021 incident. She said he was involuntarily committed in February after further incidents and cleared out their bank accounts. Tacoma police are launching a murder investigation after the death of a woman on the east side last year was ruled a homicide. The body of 30-year-old Kaylin Smith was found about 7:30 a.m. October 12 near the 3100 block of East M Street. The Pierce County Medical Examiner's Office had not released the cause of her death as of Wednesday. Smith's death brings Tacoma's total number of homicides for 2021 to 33. The most in the city since 1994, according to prior reporting from the News Tribune. Before last year, Tacoma's homicide total of 32 in 2020 was the highest since 1994. In time for the 50th anniversary race, Sound Tenaros is back to competition in person after 2 years of virtual racing. Sound Tenaros will take place Saturday in Tacoma and welcomes new participants as well as veteran runners. The annual race started in 1973 when sports writer for the News Tribune Dick Kunkel thought it was time for a run to be brought to Tacoma. Kunkel modeled Sound Tenaros from a race in San Francisco called the Beta Breakers and organized the event, secured sponsors and promoted it. People competing Saturday will include a group called the Everytimers, participants who have competed in every Sound Tenaros. They include Mike Thompson, George Connor, Arvid Anderson, and the winner of the first Sound Tenaros, Sam Ring. This year's Sound Tenaros includes a 12K run with hills and a view of the water, a flat ground 5K, and a 20-yard diaper dash for kids. High school graduation can be busy on its own. In Lakewood, Clover Park High School students Shade Ingram and Diane Vaness recently found themselves dealing with one more thing, a controversy over their Black Pride-themed stoles. After learning 5 days ago that Clover Park School District Administration wouldn't allow them to wear their custom stoles at graduation Thursday, Superintendent Ron Banner told them Wednesday that he would reverse the decision. After our news partner Kiero 7 published a story on Ingram and Vaness, they were both given the okay to wear the stoles. The 18-year-olds are part of the first Clover Park senior class in which students can customize their graduation stoles. The African-American teenagers purchased ones made from Kente, traditional Ghanaian fabric. Both have custom inscriptions. Ingram's inscription says, "Black Rads Matter," and Vaness reads, "Black Girl Magic." Local reporting is the heart of the free press. Help support it with a digital or print subscription to the News Tribune. Visit DNT offers for more information.